A local woman accused of driving while impaired and running into a group of pedestrians in Southend Barrie last month will be back in court Friday for an update on her bail status. Cassie Korzenko, 32, has been in custody since the December 1 crash when three people suffered serious injuries after being struck by a vehicle near Mapleview Drive and Bayview Drive prior to that night's Barrie Colts game. The Barrie woman appeared in court via video link from Penetanguishene Central North Correctional Center, CNCC, on Wednesday and received an update from the Salvation Army about its specialized bail beds. Korzenko was informed she was fourth in line on the program's waitlist. Korzenko has been charged with three counts of impaired driving causing bodily harm. Barrie police say the vehicle involved in the crash was traveling south on Bayview Drive, struck the pedestrians and then collided with two other vehicles, whose occupants were uninjured. Korzenko was arrested at the scene and taken to local hospital. She is scheduled to be back in court by video remand at 9 a.m. Jan. 6, for an update on her bail status. The three pedestrians were on their way to the Ontario Hockey League game as part of an excursion with Empower Simcoe, an organization which provides services to people with physical and intellectual disabilities. All three had been airlifted to a Toronto trauma center following the crash. Two of the pedestrians were initially airlifted to a Toronto trauma center. One suffered serious and potentially life-threatening injuries. The third pedestrian was transported to a local hospital and was also later flown to a Toronto hospital. The organization previously confirmed that one of the victims, a 52-year-old woman, works with the organization. The two others, men aged 53 and 44, both receive support from the Empower Simcoe. The two men have also been involved with Special Olympics. On Thursday, Empower Simcoe spokesperson Jamie Hall confirmed to Barrie Today that all three victims are on the mend and no longer in Toronto Hospital. Community support worker Melanie Smith is recovering now at home. Jeff Janes is currently at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, as is the second individual supported by Empower Simcoe, whose identity is not being disclosed, Hall said. Both men are continuing to improve in their recovery. Empower Simcoe has raised more than $16,000 toward its $50,000 goal through a GoFundMe campaign to help the victims.